Chapter 12. Conversations. 2 days later, I was back at home. When I saw Nan, she looked tired and unwell, and this made me worry.
"Are you all right, Nan?" I asked.
"Of course,"
she said with a big smile, and then suddenly, she did not look ill at all.
"Are you going to have the operation?"
she asked.
"No, I'm not."
I knew that she was unhappy about this, and that Mum and Dad felt the same as Nan, but it was my body, and I did not want the operation.
"I think that you will decide to have the operation. Just don't wait too long,"
Nan said.
"Why do you say that?"
"If I tell you, then you'll know as much as I do," she said with a smile. "Now I'm going to lie down before dinner."
She walked towards the door and then stopped and looked at me in a strange way.
"Cam, you know that you're my favorite grandson, don't you?"
"I'm your only grandson."
"That's true,"
she laughed.
"But you know that I love you."
"Yes," I said a little uncomfortably.
"Can I give you a kiss?"
"Do you have to?" I said.
"Yes."
Nan kissed the side of my face.
"Your skin's as soft as a baby's bottom."
She laughed when she saw my face.
"See you later, favorite grandson."
Then she went upstairs. For the first time, I thought about Nan's life in Bolton. Did she have many friends? What did she do all day? Nan did not like sitting in the same place without doing anything. When she woke up, I was going to ask her about her life. I could talk and argue with Nan in a way that I could not with my parents. She did not talk to me like I was a little child, and she did not talk to me like she was a parent.
"Cameron,"
Mum shouted,
"come and help, please."
I helped Mum and Dad cook dinner. At first, I was sure my parents only wanted to talk to me about the operation, but to my surprise, they did not say a word about it, or Dr. Bryce. When dinner was ready, I went to get Nan. I only got halfway up the stairs before I had to stop and take a few breaths of air. Did I really want this? Running and playing football were the good things about the operation. The bad things were the medicines and doctors and hospitals and Julie and angry animal rights people. I wanted the operation and, at the same time, I did not. What was I going to do?
"Nan, dinner's ready,"
I called softly as I opened the bedroom door. The room was dark, with just a low light from the lamp on the table by the bed. Nan was asleep on her bed. She was lying on her side, and she had a little smile on her face. She was having a good dream.
"Nan?"
When I touched her, she fell onto her back, and her eyes were still closed. Suddenly, it was like all my blood turned to cold water. I could not stop looking at her.
"Mom! Dad!"
I shouted and screamed. Once I started, I could not stop. Dad came running up the stairs with Mum following behind.
"What is it? What's the matter?"
Dad asked. I pointed at Nan. Mum ran to the bed, and Dad carefully pushed me out of the room and shut the door behind him. I was frightened, more frightened than before my operation. I wanted to be wrong. I wanted Nan to be asleep.
"Please don't die, Nan. Please.
please.
What was happening? What were Mum and Dad doing? Suddenly, I could not stay quiet any longer. I made a sound like a wild animal in a lot of pain. I did not hear Dad leave Nan's room, but he appeared next to me and pulled me to him.
She's dead, Cameron, Dad said. But she died quietly in her sleep. And then he held me very, very close as I cried and cried and cried.